Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime 2024 edition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it's like New Year. We're doing this. We're a little ahead of the game. We're still in the thick of it, but Happy New Year.
Holy bejesus, we are. But hopefully you aren't, and you are celebrating having a whole new year ahead of you and made some New Year's resolutions and all kinds of stuff. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, by the way?
The same one I have every year. Get skinny.
That's you look it. Skinny.
Never
right
changes.
Now.
Oh, must be my new camera.
It must be. By the way, when I set mine up first, it was using my camera on my computer and I was like, what is this shit? Did I just like age another 5 years? Year,
you know, not too long ago we were bagging on me for being technologically challenged, which is true, I am. But the other piece of that puzzle though is that if there is something like completely whack, like a piece that is broken, like I just have the complete wrong camera or my microphone is completely broken, It will happen to me. It will seem so unlikely, but that shit is what happens to me. That's right. Part of our technical. That's the story of my life. The most like things that just don't happen to other people fall apart for me. That's just how it rolls.
Yeah, there are certain things in our life that stuff happens like that to you or weird things happen to me that don't happen to other people. Like, you know, I don't know. My husband's always like, how does that always happen to you? One of our listeners was like, seriously, that happened to you again? I'm like, yes, whatever it is, you know.
Like getting flipped off on the road. That happens to you.
It certainly does. And actually, it just happened to me again the other day. And there was nothing I could do. It was like merging onto the freeway. I was like, dude, I can't go any faster. I'm sorry you're driving your semi truck way too fast down like the frontage road. But I could chill, you know? No, the semi truck driver just like put his hand out the window and like.
Do you curse in front of your children while you're driving?
No.
Oh, I do sometimes.
You do?
I try not to, but sometimes I'm like, what the? And then the kids all, then, I mean, I feel bad.
Well, if I
they're like,
ever...
what did he do? They're so team me though. They're like, let's go get him.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like,
no,
walk it back.
No, get I just, I mean, I just saw some really bad road rage news yesterday. So like, I just, you got to just wave, be like, sorry, you know,
kisses,
walking, whatever.
I know. Yeah, I know. I should do $20 stuff like that.
No. Yeah. I get flipped off, but I do not get mad. I just kind of laugh about it and say, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings so bad that you felt like you needed to like,
I know, but we didn't crash.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And no crashing. I'm really trying to be a better driver. You know,
that should be your New Year's resolution, actually, because you are pretty bad.
I am really bad.
She drives like 45 on the freeway, you guys.
Yeah, I'm really bad. And I crash into stuff all the time, and I'm a terrible parker. My husband is driving my old car now, and so he's trying to make it nice because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he's like, yeah, the guys give me a hard time because how are the rims scratched up on the driver's side? That's what he wants to know. I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't remember. What's the difference?
I ran over something.
Because you park
the rims, it makes sense for them to be scratched up on the side, on the passenger side, because that's where you park.
Right.
Yeah. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Except for in Texas, sometimes they park the wrong way. You're allowed
to
do that.
Well, I must have been driving in Texas.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's what you just tell them. Be like, I don't know.
I don't know. I hit stuff all the time. Sorry.
Yeah, you drove over a curb, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't like to hear that.
Yeah, I have a New Year's resolution. I am going to try to be more grateful. And there's like all these books and stuff and like gratitude journals. So I'm going to, I think I am going to take it up and start writing in one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get down.
Yeah. That's a pioneer's resolution. Not that I don't think I am grateful, because I do. I just don't express my gratitude enough, I think. And so I'm going to try to be more expressive of a person and not just internally be grateful, but externally be grateful as well.
Now, did you just come to this epiphany on your own, or it sounds like maybe somebody gave you a talking to?
Well, listen, we all know that I do not express my feelings as heightened as I feel them since I was little. And so that's something that I have constantly been working on as an adult. So I think I just will continue into my 40s to work on it.
Continue with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think, you know,
maybe one day I'll change.
Watch some Super Soul Sunday.
Right.
And get down with your gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? Oh my God. You know, I like cinnamon anything. I'm going to cut it out. That's going to be my New Year's resolution.
No.
But until then, I'm going to eat it all.
Don't cut it out.
I did the class party for my my son. And the
today?
You know, no, yesterday. But okay. They did had the moms, like, you know, whatever. Somebody signed up to bring, you know, 36 cinnamon rolls. Okay. Well, that's really nice. And she actually made them.
Oh, my God. Okay. Good for her.
Right?
Wow.
What she didn't do is make plates or forks or napkins.
Stop.
And they were like all in the tray, like covered in icing.
Oh no. How did you guys like divvy them up?
I put on some hand sanitizer. So gross, dude. I put on hand sanitizer and just went in there and globbed each
on like
one.
A paper towel or something?
On like a paper. Well, no, we did have extra paper plates.
Oh, okay.
So I put them each on the paper plate, and then the kids, but imagine the kids are all then eating the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
We had like half a roll of paper towels. It was like, use it wisely.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's fun for them.
Oh yeah. It was fun for them. Not for me. And you all are lucky that I am like real healthy at the moment.
Now that I'm off post
antibiotics, like I feel like I'm like untouchable for a little while.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
So I was probably the best finger cinnamon roller grabber.
Oh man, I was just on an airplane and every single person was sick on that airplane from Los Angeles. Worst. It was, yeah, I was like, worst. Oh God. And you know what? Some dude was in there with a freaking gas mask on. I am not even kidding you. That is scary. Okay. Like, don't get on an airplane with a gas mask. I think that should be like not allowed.
Why would you do that?
Because you
does he need thought, it for like health reasons?
If he does, then I apologize for saying this, but I do not think so. He did not look like it. He was in
he just didn't want to breathe 20s. In because it feels like you're just breathing in recirculated like your own air. Like I feel like you can't get away from that shit on an airplane. Like everybody's breathing the same shit.
I don't know.
So I'm just asking because it don't make no sense.
I just think he wanted to be like that person. You know, people in LA are like that. Yeah. Even though I love, you know, I'm from LA too. Listen, I get it, but
stop apologizing. It's annoying.
Okay, fuck. That should be my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that is. I agree. Stop apologizing.
Remember that girl that wrote that book?
What?
She wrote some book like Stop Apologizing or something.
I don't remember. Are you talking about Rachel?
Yeah.
Go wash your face.
Go wash your face.
She didn't say, yeah, but that's not about, she didn't say stop apologizing.
I think she wrote another one.
Oh, I don't know.
Go wash her face.
Off my radar.
My daughter, she says something like, get out of my face. She says it like that. So we like make fun of her now.
Oh.
To her brothers. Yeah. Get out of my face.
We used to say, go suck an egg.
Go suck an egg. Is that what you used to say to your siblings?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's funny. Okay. Let's get into this week's episode. All right. So new year, new episode. We're going to bring it in with something totally different than we usually do. Ooh. So I apologize. But before, listen, hopefully y'all had some champagne or cider or a mocktail. But, you know, one of our new sponsors is the Recess like mocktails. Did you get yours in the mail?
I did. And let me tell you, I had some friends over. We had a sample party.
Yeah.
It's great. And we've all been talking about how we're doing too much drinking.
Okay.
And so we are like, this is a good alternative. What we like to do is at least during the week, pour something in a nice glass. It's just the ritual is so relaxing.
I know, right? You know? So it's perfect.
And you know what I like? Because I tried them with alcohol and without. That's mm-hmm. how I've been drinking them. 25 calories. It's like, yeah.
I know. It's real good. So if you haven't gone and checked out Recess, it's really good. Okay. So, and that wasn't part of the ad. That's just actually like real life. Real talk. Do like it. And like I said, I am doing the Unlike Us crime. And it's not really even a crime, I don't think, because we are doing a missing persons case. So it could be a crime. It could not be a crime. We just don't know. And I apologize for leaving an open-ended case for our first real one.
I'm already out. Years.
I know. I'm sorry, but don't be, because it's a bizarre one. Okay. This is the case, the mysterious case of Bryce Laspisa. Back in 2013, Bryce was a 19-year-old college kid going to a community college in Rockland, California called Sierra College. Are you familiar, by the way?
No.
Because it's up near where your sister is, so I thought maybe you would know. Bryce originally grew up in Illinois, and when his parents decided to move to Laguna Niguel for retirement, Bryce said, sign me up. Bryce had just graduated high school, and I'm sure the California dream sounded really nice to him. Now, why Bryce chose Sierra College and not somewhere near Gretchy in Laguna where his parents moved, it's got me, because the weather, the beach, the girls, the whole package is in Orange County, if you know what I'm saying. Rockland is way up north in the eastern Sierra Mountains of California, which is also really beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Sierra foothills, gorgeous area. Yes, but Laguna Niguel, it's awesome. I'm going to lunch there today.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you can't really beat Laguna. I understand why his parents moved
Laguna
there.
Laguna Niguel is not Laguna Beach, okay?
No.
To clarify. It's a little more like suburbia, but it's Laguna Beach adjacent, close enough.
It's $10 really Uber. Close, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocklin is up north. It's about an hour from Sacramento. The campus, it's a Sierra Canyon or Sierra College. It's like a community college, but the campus looks gorgeous. They even have dorms, which not a lot of community colleges in California have dorms or any. So
I've never heard of any. Yeah,
I know. So this one, I think, had people gravitate towards it. It was an artistic school, and that's why Bryce, I know that's one of the reasons that Bryce did choose it, but there's also other artsy-fartsy schools in California, so he could have chose any of them. But he was a real talented 19-year-old kid going to school, Sierra. He had finished his freshman year in May of 2013, and he spent some time back in Laguna Niguel with his parents for the summer. And then he returned back up to Rocklin, which is 7 hours north of Laguna Niguel, for his second year at Sierra College. I think he went up a little early in the summer, probably to spend some time with his girlfriend before she started her new school of Chico State. I did some web sleuthing, and I was able to find that Bryce and his girlfriend Kim started dating his freshman year around like February or March of 2013. She also, at the time, was a student of Sierra College. She was from a town called Placerville. You know where that is?
Very familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
That's very close to my sister.
Yeah. So they're all like right there, like Placerville, mm-hmm. Rocklin. It's all
cute. It's a cute little town.
Totally cute. So by August of 2013, these two were kind of like well on their way in like the dating world of a 19-year-old, you know, like February, March, they start dating. August, they're like full on in a relationship. Kim, like I said, was starting Chico State, which is the four-year university that a lot of kids go to. It's a real fun time up there.
It's a real good time. It too good of a time, maybe.
For me, it would have been a too good of a time. My girlfriend went there and I spent some time there and I had to leave before I drink myself to oblivion. But it's an hour and a half from Rocklin. So these two were going to begin what I would say is kind of a long distance relationship. Close enough that you could see each other.
For college?
Yeah.
Oh, college, yeah. Right? That's long distance. Yeah.
I mean, they could see each other on the weekends. But what I think is like once this chickadoo starts going to the parties.
Every day's the weekend at Chico State. Okay. Totally is.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astepro and go. It's Fastepro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
When Bryce returned from his summer break, his friends and his girlfriend thought he started acting really strange. And by that, I can't exactly say what strange means, but, and I'm saying strange in quotations, but like he just wasn't acting his normal self. People have said that Bryce was like a really outgoing guy. He had tons of friends. And by his photos, I mean, this guy has like a great smile, seems really happy, but his best friend and his roommate at the time, Sean, noticed a big shift in his demeanor and his personality. So much so that on the night of August 28th, Sean called Bryce's parents to state his worries. Bryce, I guess, started drinking more than normal, like handles of vodka or like hard alcohol, and staying up all night playing video games. And he was take this ADHD medication called Vyvanse to stay up all night.
I was going to say, you're not just drinking vodka and playing video games and staying up all night.
No, I mean, you would be like...
You would pass out. Yeah.
You would definitely pass out.
Yeah. There's definitely another part of the equation. That's it. Okay. Vyvanse. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. It's another like
Adderall kind of thing.
Type of thing. I guess, and I don't know, but I think you can take more, like you could drink more when you take Vyvanse.
Yeah, that makes sense because that's what they say about Adderall.
Oh, they do. Yeah. And I know that is how it works on Coke, right?
Well, yeah, but like all the Vanderpump Rules kids talked about at the reunion, like getting addicted to Adderall because they all take it during filming because they're always like partying and drinking.
Yeah. So that's 100%.
So they all abuse it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where.
And don't eat.
Yeah. Does it? Well, that's how they stay so damn skinny.
Yeah. But I don't recommend.
We do not recommend.
It makes you turn into a Tom Sandoval. And look at how that shook out for him.
Oh, no. Okay. It's not good. I do not recommend anyways. I think Adderall, like you could totally get addicted to it and it's real hard to get yourself off
of it. Plus it turns your nose blue. It's like not cute.
I mean.
Ain't nobody trying to be a smurf.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Oh my God. Yeah. I have a story for that. But anyways, yes. Do not snort it. Do not take it. If you're not prescribed it, it is not for you. And by the way, it makes people cringe when their kids actually need it and they can't get it from the pharmacy because your
word,
you know, drug addict ass is getting it for nothing. Okay. So Sean said to Bryce's mom that Bryce wanted to just play video games. He was taking this Vyvanse and he was acting really, really strange. Now, I could not imagine wanting to play video games all night, but my sons, I can imagine want to play video games all night. So, you know, I guess it's a boy thing. Okay. So classes started August 27th. So when Sean called was just the second day. The first day of classes, Bryce seemed really fine. He called his mom that day. By all reports, it says Bryce was functioning fine. However, he could have been functioning on little to no sleep, per what his roommate was saying on that first day of class. Then on the second day of class was the 28th, and Bryce seemed to be getting worse, according to his friend Sean, and started to do some odd things, like he gave his Xbox to Sean. He also gave him a pair of diamond earrings that his mom had bought for him. Also, at some point that day or night, he sent Sean a text that said, "I love you, bro. Seriously, you are the best person I have ever met. You have saved my soul." Sean knew that something was like not right with Bryce. So that's when he called Bryce's mom, Karen. We also don't know exactly like what he said to Karen, but I imagine like if your friend called you, like called a mom from college, like he must have had some like big fear, right?
Oh,
like a 19-year-old kid finding your friend's parents' number to call them, I think it's a pretty big move for Sean. And I appreciate that gesture. Because if my son was in college and started acting batshit, like I would hope somebody would call me too.
Totally.
This very same night, Bryce sent his girlfriend Kim a text stating, "You are better off without me." Kim then responded, "Are you breaking up with me?" And, you know, Kim was up at Chico State by this point, so not close to Bryce. So she's like, "What's going on?" Well, the next thing we know is that Bryce showed up at Kim's house. And at just after 11 o'clock that night, Bryce's mom gets a call from Kim, Bryce's girlfriend. Kim tells her that Bryce is acting super strange. She doesn't know what's going on with him. She doesn't want him driving home. She thinks he's not himself and that he might be under the influence of something. Karen then gets on the phone with Bryce and says, like, "What's going on? What is like, we like, do you need help?" And he seems really lucid to her. He says, "No, I'm fine. I want to go back to the back home. And I'm fine. I am not, you know, I haven't been drinking." And so she thinks that he sounds okay. So she says, "Okay, you know, let me talk to Kim. Kim, give him back his keys and be on your way. Go back home, rest up, and we'll come there in the next day or so." Karen tells, you know, so Kim, what's Kim to do? Kim's like, "Fine, your mom says to give you the keys. Here you go." From here, Bryce does not drive home to Rocklin. Bryce drives down the 5 freeway. So maybe he's actually going back to Laguna, right? That's the way home. If you don't know, California has like, it has like 2 highways to the north, but like if you drive the 5, it's faster. So everybody drives the 5.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
At 1 a.m., which is now August 29th, Bryce and his mom talk again. At this time, Bryce tells her that he is 1 hour south of his school. So he has gone from Chico, which is north of his school, past his school, an hour. So it seems to me like he's driving to Laguna. The drive is 7 hours, like I said, to Laguna, but from Chico, it's more like 9. So, you know, he's got a long way to go. They were expecting him home sometime during that morning. And when Bryce never showed up, Karen noticed a charge on her charge card from a tire repair shop in a small town west of Bakersfield. So she grows concerned. You know, she calls Bryce's phone. Bryce does not answer. So she calls the tire repair shop that was on the credit card bill. And a gentleman named Christian answered and said, "I fully remember your son. He ran out of gas around 3 a.m. So I brought him a few gallons." He said he seemed fine. Like, he seemed fine. I gave him the gas. He said he was going to be on his way, but I'm happy to go look and see if Bryce is still there. And Bryce's mom was like, "Sure, if you don't mind." And sure enough, guess what? He was.
Oh.
So he was in his car in the same spot that Christian had left him. So Christian talks to Bryce and says, "Dude, your mom is worried about you. Like, give her a call. Like, you know, she's wondering what the hell is going on." So Bryce did. Again, he sounds like he's fine. He said, "You know, I'm going to be on my way." His mom's like, "Okay, be on your way. We're waiting for you." But by 3:30 that afternoon, Bryce still was not home, and his parents grew even more concerned. So they filed a missing persons report in Orange County. Bryce wasn't answering any of their calls, and they were real worried. Once you file, and I did not know this, but once you file a missing persons report, your cell phone carrier can actually send like an emergency ping to your phone. Did you know that?
No.
And if your phone is still on, then it'll tell you their location. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So the phone carrier did that for Bryce's phone, and it came straight back to Button Willow, which is that town west of Bakersfield that he was at. Have you ever been there, by the way? Did you ever know that there was
I've driven through, and because my child's name is Willow,
it comes back, the ping comes back that he was still in Button Willow, where he ran out of gas like over 12 hours earlier. So police head out to look for Bryce, and it's a tiny town, right? It's like a one-stop shop. You get gas and fast food when you're driving up north.
Yeah.
So I don't think people are too hard to find. And police find Bryce again, just sitting on the side of the road. They ask him, "What are you doing? Your parents filed a missing persons report. Like, they can't get a hold of you." And he just says he was blowing off steam. So he talks to his parents on the phone again, and he assured them he was coming home. Police thought Bryce seemed fine. They said he was lucid. They gave him a sobriety test. They like had him like, you know, walk the line. He was fine. So they were like, "There's nothing we can do. We're on our way." Well, not long after that, Christian calls Karen again, stating that he saw Bryce still on the side of the road. I mean, dude, like, if this guy has not slept, then he hasn't slept in days, right?
I would have already driven up there.
If you were the parents.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is where a lot of people on like Reddit and different like Facebook posts and stuff are like, why wouldn't you have just gotten in your fucking car and go to get your kid or send one of the parents? I don't know. I mean,
like, I was thinking that like when he wasn't there in the morning. Yeah.
I know. 'Cause it's one road, right? It's like, it's one straight kind of desolate.
Yeah.
If you drive the 5, you know, there's just this big stretch of just farmland in the that you drive through. So yes, I know. I can't tell you why she did not do that, or the dad. I don't know. I'm sure they are also very upset that they didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, Christian's like, he's still there. And Christian talks to Bryce again. Bryce's parents and Christian decide that Christian is going to follow Bryce and get him onto the freeway towards home, so he knows that he is actually driving towards Laguna Niguel. Bryce gets on the freeway. Christian follows him for about 10 miles until everything looks good, and he pulls off the freeway and he goes, you know, on his way. Well, at 2 a.m., Bryce talks to his mom again, and he says, you know, "I am really tired. I am going to pull off to sleep." And the mom's like, "Okay, amazing. Do that," because I'm sure, you know, he's real tired at this point. And she says, "Okay, we'll see you in the morning." Well, the morning sun broke and there were still no signs of Bryce, but then the Las Pizas got a knock on the door, and unfortunately it wasn't Bryce. It was the police. They wanted to know if they owned a Toyota Highlander, and they said, "Yes, that's our son's car." The police proceeded to tell them that they had just found the car crashed and abandoned down a ravine at Castaic Lake, which is about 2 hours north of Laguna Niguel.
Yeah.
We're very familiar with that lake.
Yeah. And that's right by like where they called this area the Grapevine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do call it Grapevine. It's a very
I know why this is that they call it that.
Why?
Because, you know, when you're like driving it and then like on, you'll be going and the the other end of traffic is on one side of you, and then you keep going for a little while and it is on the other side of you. Like it crisscrosses like a grape vine.
Oh, they also call it the grade though, don't they?
No, the grade is like, we call that like Conejo, like the Conejo grade.
Over by
Camarillo.
The 101. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people on the grapevine, they like break down.
Yeah. It's a scary, it's just like a scary spot.
Yeah, it is. It's like you go up this hill. Anyway, so they found this Bryce's car wrecked off of that area near Castaic Lake. Bryce's car looks as if the back window had been kicked out from the inside. And there were two spots of like very small spots of Bryce's blood. Nothing overwhelming, like nothing like he's bleeding out anywhere or anything like that. So they send out search crews to try to find him. They scour the lake. They send dive teams. But they could not find Bryce anywhere. His cell phone and his computer were found outside of the car. Video, they did pull video surveillance when like you're going into that like Castaic Lake area. They saw Bryce's car driving up the hill towards the entrance of the lake at 2:15 in the morning. And then they find another time where he entered the same exact area at 4:30 in the morning. For 2 hours, it seems like he was either going in circles or stopping and then starting, but he like did the same loop twice, we know. The ravine that Bryce drove off of looks like it's a straight shot into the water from the angle up of where he was, but it's not. It actually like kind of like teeters off. So I'm pretty sure he purposely drove off the cliff thinking that he would land in the water and take his life, but instead it kind of like landed in the ravine, flipped on its side or over, which he was still okay, right? He like survived it. And then at that point he kicked out the window to get out of his car and then he just disappeared. Dogs were brought in to trace Bryce's scent. And they did find, like, they went from his car, they went over the dam of the lake, and then it stopped at a truck stop. So my thought was that maybe he was at that truck stop earlier that night. Maybe he did go to the truck stop to sleep for a little bit. But there's also a theory that maybe he walked from his car to the truck stop and got in somebody's truck. From okay. here, no one has ever seen Bryce again. Well, actually, a couple people think they've seen him, which I'll get into in a second, but no one has ever heard from Bryce again. It's a mystery to where he was going, what was going through this poor kid's head, what happened between the summer and school starting, what triggered him to have thoughts of what I think we would probably agree of suicide.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. And his parents live in Laguna Niguel. That's so close to me. How have I never heard of this?
I don't know. Should look it up. Her name is
Karen
Laspisa. He did have a lot of change in the couple years moving to California. That's a major change. The fact that his girlfriend went to a new school that was 90 miles away, I think could be pretty heartbreaking. Something like, and then I thought maybe something happened over the summer that was like bottling inside of him that he didn't want to tell anybody. Like, did he accidentally commit a crime or have an accident that no one knew it was him? Like, there was something he was struggling with. Was he struggling with his identity or his sense of self, or like he didn't want to talk to anybody? I mean, I don't think you just go from this like happy-go-lucky person to like drinking and taking drugs to stay up all night and like just changing who you are. But clearly he did, right? He clearly had something major happen inside of his soul to like cause this disturbance where his girlfriend and his like best friend saw it. I will tell you, at the time, there were no warnings of suicide with this Vyvanse drugs. But since 2017, a warning has been issued that ADHD medication, all of it, has an increased risk of suicidal thoughts. So there is a deep hope that maybe he did get into a truck at that truck stop and take him to another spot and start a whole new life. And one day he will return, which is possible, but I would say probably not probable. I think he probably would have come home or called somebody in 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah. 2013 yeah, is when it happened.
I'm seeing it. So she was real easy to find.
10 years. I guess it's going on 11 years. Him, he's very easy to find.
No, I typed in the mom's name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and it came up, you know, right away.
Yeah. She has her, you know, Facebook open because she's still trying to find him. I mean, Bryce, yeah. He's very distinct looking. He has bright orange hair, his blue eyes. He has a big smile. He has a big shoulder tattoo. He's a pretty handsome guy. In October of 2013, not long after he went missing, a police officer said he spotted Bryce in Oregon right over the border, but didn't know he was a missing person at the time. There was another person on Reddit to have claimed to have seen him in the last couple of years in Tennessee. I don't know. I mean, I think if you saw a redhead, orange-haired kid that kind of looked like him, you probably would think
he is very distinct looking. I mean, it would be like he has a very distinct look.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. So
he's an attractive ginger.
He really is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought
like, so you too. Notice those.
You do. Yes. Cause like he's very cute. Like I would have probably dated him. Not that I would have dated him in 2013 because I'm a little old for him. But if he was in my college at the time,
yeah,
I'm just saying, very cute guy. But I mean, it's entirely possible that he was like, fuck my life. I want to start over and did. But I have a feeling that that is not what happened. I mean, I hope that's what happened, but I'm not sure. So if you think you have seen him or know any information about him, please, please, please call 949-292-4400. That's 949-292-4400. If you think you know where Bryce Lesbisa is. But yeah, crazy case, huh? I mean, it's not a crime because we don't, well, it could be a crime, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, mind blowing.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you come back? At this point, this many years later, but it, you know, we remember we did the lady,
I know,
Brenda, whatever, who did drop off
and yes, so it's
changed
it's,
her life. It is possible.
It is clear. It is.
It just seems possible. Like for like a young man, you would, you know, come back at some point. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like any of it. I'm glad we don't do these all the time.
I know. It's a sad case because you're like, come on. I want to know where you are. And they have never found any part of him. And I feel like he did. Yes, it was a little bit remote where he went missing, but not really. Like, did he just go in the lake and never come back out? I mean, a lot of people have disappeared in lakes, right? And like, they haven't been found. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Or walked into, I don't know. There's lots of just kind of open space out there.
Well, that area is actually, I mean, it is like, there's not a lot of housing, et cetera, yeah, out there, but there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. There's Gorman, right? Isn't that where Gorman is too? That's where people like ride their dirt bikes and stuff,
yeah,
and go camping. Around that lake, there are no houses. It's just kind of a lake in the middle of, it's just kind of in the middle of, I don't want to say nowhere, but kind of nowhere in California, but not far from places, like, you know, 45 minutes to get there from Ventura, like
Visalia.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, is really close.
There's all these places that are really close to it. So I feel like there is a lot of traffic and like somebody would have seen something.
Yeah.
Or he did get into a truck and then decided to go to another state. And I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it's a very, very mysterious case. That's why they say it's a mysterious case. But that was brought to us by like a lot of listeners. They have been asking for that case. That is why I did the case, because I couldn't get away from how many people actually asked us to cover it. So there you go.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tab.
Yeah. Well, that is all for today. If you guys have not checked us out on our bonus content, if you listen on Apple, it's Clink Clink Club. If you listen on Spotify, you could go to Housewives of True Crime bonus content, or you can go to patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. We give you one extra bonus episode every single week and a bonus crime a month. And it's a real good time. You get to know us a little bit better. We tell you our deepest, darkest secrets, which is always fun to know, or not.
Sort of.
Sort of. You've got us crying on the episodes. You've got us, you know, laughing, crying. You kind of get more of us if you guys love us. That's one way to support us. Also, we do have merch now. So go to housewivesoftruecrime.com. and check it out. And is there anything else you want to tell the disco biscuits and disco balls?
Happy fucking New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.